Thank you for calling Devoted Health. Your call will be recorded for quality and training purposes. Please listen carefully as our menu options have changed. If you know the 4-digit extension of the person you are trying to reach, please press 9 now. Attention Change Healthcare customers. Change Healthcare is experiencing a network interruption. Please use Availity to submit claims and check eligibility or hold your claims until the issue is resolved. We will continue to provide updates as we receive them. To check the status, you can visit status.changehealthcare.com. If you are calling to schedule a peer-to-peer with our medical director, please press 3. If you are calling from Kepro or Levanter regarding an appeal, please press 6. Please note, our provider service phone queues are designed to answer calls related to specific devoted member plans. If the incorrect selection is made, you may need to be transferred. Please listen carefully. If your call is about a Florida Dual Special Needs member and you have questions, please press 7 for that queue. If your call does not include questions related to one of our Florida Dual Special Needs members and you are calling about eligibility, benefits, claims, or authorization status, please press 1 for the Provider Service menu. If you are calling to make a change to an existing authorization, please press 2 for the Medical Management Team. If you are calling about eligibility and benefits, please press 1. If you are calling about claims, please press 2. If you are calling about authorization status or anything else, please press 4. If you like to connect with Paceband to register for an account to be sure that you can download your EO.
Thank you for calling Devoted Health Provider Services. My name is Jack. How can I help?
Hello, my name is Phil Rice. And you told me your name, but I don't think I understood what you said. Would you spell it, please?
Yes, it's Jack, J-A-C-K.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you, Jack. I know how to spell Jack. I'm calling because I'm a patient, a customer of Devoted. Okay. And my doctor referred me to a particular, I'm going to say, specialist here locally. I live in Denver, actually Aurora, but it turns out they're not in my network, and so I called.
Can I just stop you there, Phil?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry for that. Well, you unfortunately reached the provider services department. Let me connect you with the member services line, and they can definitely help you better.
Before you do that, will you please listen to what I have to say? I've already called member services, and what they told me is my question is such that they're not equipped to answer. That what I might do, and I've got the information written down, is take the same phone number to my doctor's office. I'm going to my doctor's office tomorrow morning at 10:30, give this to my doctor's office, and have them call this number. And so if that's what it's going to be required, then I guess so. But there's no point in transferring me to member services. They've already told me that they don't know the answer to my question. It's the provider service line that's going to have the information that I need. So if you're going to refuse to talk to me, I think they've prepared me for that. I'm not surprised. But I just want you to say that. I refuse to talk to you. And then if you just say that.
No, sir, I'm ready to listen what you have. Please go ahead.
All right. So are you going to talk to me? Yes?
Yep, sure.
Okay. So, again, I was referred to what I'm going to call a specialist, and I'd like to tell you the name of the doctor's office or what it is that they do, and I can't. It's not on the pre-op orders, but what I can tell you is that the doctor wants me to get, and the procedure is called Holter Monitor Placement, H-O-L-T-E-R. I've got the doctor's name on the report here, but that's all. And member services was able to more or less confirm that they're not in my network. So I do have an option to make an appointment with them. They want me to pay them $150. I can do that and then try and get that reimbursed through the reimbursement process. but both member services and I would prefer to find somebody in network if we can. So again, I'm going to see my doctor tomorrow morning, and the doctor's office might be better equipped to answer this question. I don't know, as far as giving me, you know, a couple other choices besides this one. But I don't think the doctor's office knows or cares all that much whether or not they're in my network or not. I think it's going to be up to me to deal with that. So I don't know how much help you're going to be able to provide me, but I'll shut up and let you talk for a while.
Well, so you just needed to know in network providers, right? I can help you with that.
I'd like at least one and preferably three that are located reasonably close to where I live, yes, that can do this Holter monitor placement.
Can you verify your state and zip code?
Yes, it's Phil Rice, 11268 East Lindale Drive. It's Aurora, Colorado, 80014. I'll spell Aurora.
Can I also get your callback number in case we get disconnected?
It's 970-235-0470. However, I want to do not want you to enter that into my records. If you want to write it down on a piece of paper and then have it so that you can call me back if you need to, I'm fine with that. But don't put that in your computer, please.
Okay, sure. And what is your member ID?
All right, I've got that right here. All right, it's D like dog, 5SYZR.
Colorado. Okay. And but I was unable to get what service was it that you were requesting or you were searching in network providers for. Could you repeat that?
Are you ready now?
Yeah.
It's Holter monitor placement. And Holter is spelled H-O-L-T-E-R. I'll give you one other word that might be helpful. This is, I think, the diagnosis. It's syncope, S-Y-N-C-O-P-E. And there are a couple of codes on here, but I don't think they're the code that, help you.
Are you able to tell me what would be the specialty of the provider who would render the service?
I can't tell you that right off the top of my head. What I can tell you is that the doctor is wanting to check, basically to rule out something called arrhythmia, which is a heart condition. And what else was I going to say? This Holter monitor placement. What this is, they put some kind of sticker on my chest, and it just stays on there 24 hours a day for 2 weeks. And somehow or other, it's going to provide data to them, which they will interpret, I guess, and then send that information to my doctor. And it's basically to say, does this guy have a problem with heart arrhythmia or not? So that's what I do know.
I just needed to narrow down my search. Could we say it is something that a cardiologist would do?
It's certainly in that neighborhood. If that's not exactly right, that's at least close.
Okay. Then at the closest cardiology
I'm sorry. The other thing I was going to tell you is I've got the doctor's name here. I'm pretty sure this guy is not a cardiologist, but I could be wrong about that. But I'm sorry. Go ahead. So cardiologist, do you have any other things that it might be other than cardiologist that might be right?
You know what? If you have the provider's name, I will look into what specialty they are associated with. So, what is the name of the provider?
I can tell you the doctor's name, and it's two words. I can't pronounce either one of them. First one, first name, Payal. Second name, Kohli. It's MD.
Okay.
Is that name register with you? Can you tell me? Is that like India or something? Is that what that name is? Pakistan, maybe?
Possibly. Cherry Creek Heart. Do you by chance have their NPI, if you know what that is?
No, I don't think I have that. I do have a phone number, but that's not really going to do any good. I think all of me wouldn't help.
You know what? I think I may have this provider. Yeah. Is she an internist?
I don't know. It just says MD. If you've got somebody with that name, I'm thinking it's got to be the same guy. There can't be two of them. Aurora, Colorado.
Would you mind if I placed you on a brief hold just for a minute?
I don't mind. As long as you come back.
Thank you. Thank you for holding, Phil. At this point, I would advise that you call us back with the correct specialty of your provider, because without that, I can't really tell. I mean, I can't give you accurate information, if you know what I mean. Because I can tell you who the caller. Yeah.
Jack, will you listen to me, please? While you were gone,
yeah.
I got that information for you. I can give it to you right now.
Awesome.
Are you ready? You know how I found out? I typed in the doctor's name to Google, and up it came. So the name of the facility is Cherry Creek Heart, and the doctor is listed as a cardiologist in Aurora. ACC Cardiologist of the Year, no less.
Okay.
Got her picture. It's a woman. I would have thought Paoli.
And you know, that was my first guess, right?
It is a man. But that shows you how little I know. I'm completely in the dark here. But cardiologist is where you want to look.
Yeah. So I have the nearest cardiology clinic. And that is...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll give you the address as well as the contact. It's Richard John Flanagan, MD. And he is...
Wait a minute, you went too fast for me. What was the doctor's name?
Richard John Flanagan.
Richard Flanagan, F-L-A-N-N-I-G-A-N? Two N's?
F-L-A-N-I-G-A-N, just one N.
One N. Okay, F-L-A-N-I-G-A-N. Have I got that right?
Right.
Okay, and maybe a phone number?
Yeah, it's 303-750-0822.
0822. And do you have an address handy? I don't want you to go look for one if you don't have it, but if it's right there, tell me what the address is.
It is, yes. It is at 1444 South Potomac, and that is spelled P-O-T-O-M-A-C.
Yeah, I've got that.
Street.
And then do you have a suite number?
Yes, suite 390. That is in Aurora, Colorado, 80012.
Bear with me. I want you to stop for 1 second now. Hold on. Suite 390. Okay, go ahead. What's the next one? Do you have? Can you give me two more?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Then have
this Richard Flanagan guy. Is that right? If I were to make an appointment at his office, they wouldn't come back.
Right.
He's in the network, right?
Right.
Okay,
then,
go ahead.
The second nearest we have is. So we have Jordan Hoffman at 5.46 miles from your zip code.
Okay. Phone number, please.
It's 720.
Right.
848-9264.
9264. And address?
1665. Aurora Court, number 3, and that is in Aurora, Colorado, 80045.
Okay. All right. And then one more, and then that'll be great. That's what I was hoping for. Do you have one more?
Yeah. Then we have, actually, the second nearest would be John Ord, MD. His last name is O-R-D.
O-R-D.
His number, yeah.
Go ahead.
His number is
303-705-2002. I'm sorry, 2002, is it?
Right. And he is at 8200 East Bellevue Avenue, Suite 200C in Greenwood Village,
right.
Colorado, 80111.
80111. Okay, that's exactly the information I was looking for, and I want to thank you for being patient with me, and thank you for helping me. Thank you.
My pleasure, sir, and thank you for calling Devoted. I hope you have a great and wonderful day. Take care.
You too. Bye now.